I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
In Jesus' precious name we have worshipped. Amen. Oh, take back your seat in heavenly places. Take back your seat. Tell three people on your left, your right, and behind you. Tell three people you are welcome this morning and you are looking beautiful.
Kache enipa miensa omutu ubunkum unifaso anywhere.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are very excited to worship with you this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have been looking at the pillars that will help us to maintain the atmosphere of God's presence in our lives on daily basis.
Na eye enna kakra inu yegusu aye ehwe afasu a yebetimi etwa edie si honoma eno ebema onyankopon ehonhom anaso onyankopon aka ye hoda ne da nyina wo yebibia yeyemu.
Just as water is to every plant, the presence of God is to every Christian.
Na senye eye a ensuo eye ma eye enubaye nyina no sanso e na onyankopon ebeka ye hono so eye ma o Kristo ni bia.
Just as the atmosphere of water will make every tree do well, the atmosphere of God or the divine presence of God with a man will help that man to do well.
Na senye edua bia nubaye bia no ensuo enya ba sa enubane abrabo mu na ahya ase se enyine no.
I pray for everyone here that may you be planted in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
That in your house may you carry God's atmosphere.
Amen.
In your workplace may you carry God's presence.
Amen.
In your school may you carry God's presence.
Amen.
How God was with Jesus that he became a superman. How God was with Joseph that he became a blessed man. How God was with Daniel that he was delivered from lions. So I pray that God will be with somebody here.
Amen.
Among your enemies, may God embarrass them.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. Clap your two hands together. Oh, celebrate Jesus. So, we dealt with the first pillar that will help you to host the presence of God. And we said it's the pillar of the word of God. And then, on Wednesday, we started the second pillar. That if you are going to be spiritual this year and carry the presence of God, aside the word of God, you must also have the pillar of a personal prayer life. The pillar of a personal prayer life. Life. Everybody say personal prayer life.
Personal prayer.
I can't hear from the far end. Say personal prayer life.
Personal prayer life.
A personal prayer life is a pillar for maintaining the presence of God.
Now, first you back wa ewo hono ma ubetimi edesi wo se ubetu wo ho esi wo na watu ho ache ama empaibo ewo da ne dan nyina wa brabo mu.
A man of prayer, like I said on Wednesday, will undoubtedly become a man who carry God's presence.
Na obi biara otu no husi wono ma oyɛ empaibo fo no oyɛ obi ada ne dan nyina no onyankopon honhom ɛne onyankopon aka no bibi biara
wo yɛ. Prayer is the lifeline of Christianity, and prayer is what will put you at the cutting edge of ministry.
Ɛno nti empaibo ɛne ɛyɛ ade a ɛyɛ nkwa ɛma obi biara oyɛ okristoni ɛwɔ awurade din mu.
I told you how Dr. Yonggi Cho was asked, and then he said there are three secrets that he has that is making him successful. He said first is good administration, second prayer, third is a good preaching. And he was asked, if you are supposed to keep only one, which ones will you sacrifice? He said, I will sacrifice good administration, I will sacrifice good preaching or the word, but I will not sacrifice prayer. I will keep prayer. That means that prayer is essentially a key hosting the presence. It is a sine qua non, something you don't do without if you want to be successful as a child of God. We said on Wednesday that Jesus was the most anointed man who ever walked the face of the earth. Because Peter testified about him, that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed.
But
God was with him. And John the Baptist also testified that for his spirit, he gave him without measure, without limit. So Jesus was the man that operated the limitless level of God's presence.
Now John the Baptist and so Eddie Jesus Christ and most rakasia and one or so on so Eddie who are dancing here.
The secret to Jesus' spiritual life was his personal daily prayer.
Now Adia, na a year Adia Jesus Christ and one who are not done it then all year and say on an empire.
Now how many of you here genuinely desire the presence of God, that God will be with you, that you can feel God around you? How many of you genuinely desire the presence? Okay, let me, how many of you really want to be spiritual? Like you wish you can be a spiritual person. There is no way you can be very spiritual minus the word and prayer. That's why when you were in children's service, you used to sing a song. It was not for children, it was just exposing you that if you want to grow, do what? Read the Bible and pray. Read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. You see, it's the Kolan Kolanium. Sing it. One go. Read your Bible. Is it that you're not singing? Because to you, it is for children. Meanwhile, you don't read your Bible. Meanwhile, you don't. So you are a child in the spirit. Yeah. For the last time. Bible, pray every day. Pray every day. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day. If you want to grow. Do you want to grow spiritually? Do you want to be a giant in the spirit? These are the two keys that the children's service are telling you.
Pray every day.
So Jesus had this secret of praying every day at his secret. Yeah. Praying every day. Read those scriptures I gave you on Wednesday, Hebrews 5:7, how he prayed with tears on daily basis to the one who can save him. Mark 1:35, how early in the morning, before everyone woke up, probably around 3, 4 or about, before everyone woke up, he left the others and looked for a quiet place, and there he prayed.
And in verse 36,
the Bible says that and Simon, one of his disciples, the leader, and those who were with him were searching for him in the morning. That means that he was not praying with them. He was not praying around them. They were searching for him.
Verse
37. And when they finally found him, they said to him, everyone is looking for you. The customers are looking for you. The people are searching after you. The crowd is waiting for you. Listen. Even when the whole world had paid attention to Jesus, he still excused himself for prayer.
Ebra na enipa nyina empo ehwehwe Yesu Kristo akira kwan no,
So irrespective of the customers God gives you in your business, irrespective of how busy you become, you must make time to pray. Tell somebody, make time to pray.
Any customers do do a radin and copon at the mount. I will say we nya bra ubeti me at the abom pie.
Because it is in your prayer that you attract them. You attract them.
If you say umpire and a mouth me etching, sir and crop
I am too busy. You know, I'm too busy. The customers are too busy.
If you are now they're done doing my busy the customers don't
because of the customers that you must pray.
If you say
you see, the reason why you don't pray is actually the reason why you must pray.
My children,
they disturb me so much. I don't get time to pray, Pastor. My children, you come to my house and see. They are making noise. It is for the sake of your children you must pray. Otherwise, a devil will chew them up.
You
know, Pastor, my coursework is too much. My courses are too many. And I don't get time. I have to do this assignment. I have to go for these classes. I'm so busy. Pastor, I cannot pray. It is for the sake of your exams. That's why you must even pray. Pastor, my beloved doesn't give me time. Pastor, my beloved, it is because of your beloved you must pray.
My husband,
he doesn't allow me time to pray. I'm so busy with my husband. If you know what is coming, you will be praying for your husband. Tell somebody seated by you, the reasons why you don't pray are actually the reasons why you should pray. By the time Jesus finished praying, the crowd were waiting for him. May your customers and clients, may they be waiting for you.
Amen.
I said, by the time you are done with prayer, may your blessings be waiting for you.
Amen.
Never be distracted by your blessings. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Never be distracted. Don't lose focus on God because the business starts working. Because the relationship starts working. Because the marriage is doing well. Because the children start coming. Never lose focus of God because of the blessings. Blessings are a product of prayer. Never lose focus of prayer because of blessings. Otherwise, you lose it.
Are you here with me?
At baptism, Jesus prayed. At baptism, he didn't take life casual. A lot of people were going through the baptism in Luke chapter 3 verse 21. All of them were just entering and coming out. But the Bible says that as Jesus was entering into the water and was coming out, he was praying. So the heavens opened. He did not take life casual. So as you are studying, you are praying. As you are standing behind the counter, you are praying on your tongue. As you are sitting in that car, you are praying. As you are journeying, you are praying within you. As you are writing the exams, you are speaking some lines of tongue. As you are doing that business, you are praying. As you are dating your beloved, you are adding prayer. If you don't take life casual, then you can be spiritual.
The one for Abrabosa, say Abraboda Honum Safa, not with Impibo Ebemua, Ebemua, whom Nipa.
I pray a lot when I'm driving. So you when you sit in my car, if you don't take care, you feel bored. Sometimes I have to see a way of breaking that tension because I don't like it. I learned it from somewhere. It's not good when somebody's in your car, you don't talk to the person. So I intentionally try to break it and say something so the person will be relaxed. Like when you sit in pastor's car, you are too tense. No. You see, but I like praying a lot when I sit in my car.
Mm-hmm.
So no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Tell somebody, don't take life casual. Don't take the business casual. Don't take that relationship casual. Don't take those kids casual. Don't take life casual. Jesus was being put into water and was being baptized.
He could have done
it like every other person. But the Bible said that only him he was praying. And so the heavens opened. I pray that may heaven be opened over your life, over your career, over your business, over your profession, over your academic life. May heavens be open for you.
Amen.
I said, may heavens be open for you.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord.
Students,
don't take your learning casual. Before you open the book, you should be praying that Lord, direct me. What topic should I read? Let me understanding and comprehension. When you get to a place you seem not to understand, close the book and speak in tongues for like 5 minutes and go back there. Don't take it casual. Don't enter into the examination hall casual. Don't enter casual.
Because
there are forces that can confuse you all of a sudden. All of a sudden you are failing. It may be from your background. It may be from your family background. You may never know. You may never know. People who they only fall sick during exams. Lady that I schooled with, she was so brilliant. In fact, the whole school, she was the best. She was so good. After the time I joined the school, her name was everywhere. But every examination season, she has to be carried to the hospital. Till today, this lady has not been able to cross the center. She couldn't become what she really wanted to be. So
sickness limited.
I pray that may you not take life casual. Because by the time you are sleeping, there are people who are mentioning your names and they are making
enchantments.
By the time you are sleeping, the other shop, the woman is doing something for her own business and doing something to overtake every business there, including yours. You cannot take life casual. You cannot. One of our girls went to school and I think she was telling the story later on. I heard that something like this happened. All of a sudden now she's walking about talking. She was going mad, walking about talking. Just lying in the dormitory, something just entered her. Just going about talking. Don't take life casual. When it is working, protect it with prayer. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I said, when that thing is working, protect it with prayer. And when it is not working, make it work by prayer. That's the principle I work with. That's the principle. When the relationship is working, don't walk up and say, have a good guy. Good guy, you don't know what you are talking about. Guard it with prayer. When it is not working, work it with prayer. That's how life is. When the business is working, guard it with prayer. Don't say that, hey, you better shut up and pray. Guard it with prayer. Today you are first. You are happy. You better guard yourself and your position with prayer. And when it is not working, attack it with prayer. That's how we do. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Jesus didn't take the baptism casual. Why are you taking your life casual? You think everything happening in life is casual? You are the greatest deceptive person. Like that you have been deceived. You have been deceived greatly. The greatest person to be deceived. You are so ignorant. For you to think that life is physical. Everything that happened physically has already happened in the spirit. That is why dreams come true. That's why dreams. How? Because whatever happened physically first happened in the spirit. You are only blessed if you see it to do something about it. So don't treat life casual. This year, don't treat your life casual. You are so late that you couldn't pray. You are so late for work that you couldn't pray. Abba. What a risk. What a risk that you rush out of your house. I'm late. I have to cut the traffic. I'm late. And you didn't pray. If you don't take care, you are buried right in that car, or you are buried at that traffic station, what will you do? The reasons for which you don't pray.
are the reasons why you must pray.
No matter how late we are,
I pray with my family before we leave. I cover everyone. No matter how late we are. Sometimes we are late, we are rushing, but if we make a mistake to forget it in the car, to forget it in the room, before we sit in the car, we will pray before we move. Like,
personal prayer life.
Ask the one, by, do you have it? Do you have that pillar?
Do you have that pillar, or you only pray when you come to church?
I'm not talking about church prayer. For you to be someone who carries the presence of God, you should have a personal prayer life. It may take 10 minutes, it may take 15 minutes, but if it is done well with focus, it produces much results. You see that you carry the presence of God around you wherever you go to. You carry the prayer. Before you enter into the interview, you are blowing in tongues. When my wife was going for the interview for the Kolebu job, she was 6 months pregnant, and they don't employ pregnant people. She was 6 months. Do you know how 6 months pregnant looks like? 9 months, can you that kind of pregnancy? You can't hide that kind of pregnancy. And the people on the board they are elderly women and old men. How do you cover their eyes from not seeing 6 months pregnancy? I laid my two hands on her in the room.
I said,
anybody who will raise an objection will not see you. And anyone who will see you, they will favor you. These were the two things I said before. And I dressed my wife. I dressed her. I selected the dresses. I dressed her. I wore her the way I wanted her to look like. With some coat. I dressed her. I selected the coat. I selected her. I dressed her. And I anointed her and I prayed. I said, anybody who raised an allegation against you that you are pregnant or something, they are anyone whose eyes will see you, then he must favor you. Then we went through the interview. As we were in the queue, she was praying. I was also sitting outside, I was praying.
Lord,
they will not see us. Prayer. Tell them don't take life casual. They got to her tent finally. She entered. As was entering, she was afraid. Then they started interviewing her. Amazingly, nobody asked about pregnancy. Nobody spoke about pregnancy. Nobody, like, no issue of pregnancy came in. Then she came out. So she thought maybe they saw it, but it's not important to them or something. Then a week after, we got a call to come for the next phase processes to process her into the system. Then when we went, we got to one office where they had to do some final documentation for her. So we were standing in a certain queue in front of that office to enter for some documents to be stamped and some things. That was the final. You cross here, no one. Not just there. Your BT immigration, you know. That was the final. And she was standing inside. Then she gets tired. Then she come and sit by me. Then she goes. Then one of the ladies came out of the office going to pick something from the next office and saw my wife in the queue. I said, oh, you are pregnant. That was the first time we heard that since this process started. You are pregnant. Oh, then my wife has skipped. Then she said, oh, you can't be in the queue. Come. Then she carried my wife from the queue, took her inside, and
stamp a document for her and ask them. They can't see you. And the one who must see you, when he sees you, he will favor you. The prophet spoke and it happened.
Now listen. You would think that the people at the first meet the interview saw her and they ignored. They didn't. How do I know? When she went for the orientation, she met one of the senior staff on the panel. An elderly woman. Then the woman asked her, young lady, you are pregnant. How did you get here?
We are then our Baha.
Come, you are pregnant. Did you come for an interview? Say yes, ma. How did you? They will ask you, how did you get it? You didn't get the prophecy. I said, they will ask you, how did you get here? How did you get this? How did you marry such a guy? How did you get such a job? How did you get to such a country? It is called favor. Say favor. Say favor. So don't take interviews casual, my dear. Don't take life casual. Don't take it that's what I want you to understand. Say the old dear girl that you wake up, you go everywhere, who could turn the anyhow, you don't know the forces that are working. You have no idea.
Let your rivers flow. Thank you, Jesus.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? So at baptism, he prayed.
He prayed. Jesus Christ,
tell somebody, please pray.
Please pray. Please pray.
There's a song that I came by prayer. Play it and listen. Play it. Do you not sing that song? Do you not say, I came by prayer, I'll stay in prayer? Oh, you don't know how to sing that song? Where is he? He's gone up.
I came by prayer.
You don't think it.
I'll stay in prayer. When I leave this world, I'll go in prayer. I came by prayer. And I'll stay in prayer. When I leave this world, I'll go in prayer.
Says, I came by prayer. You see, somebody's prayer point is what Beth brings. Somebody was looking for a son. He said, Lord, give me a son. Then I came.
Now, I'm
not
there.
I came by prayer.
And I'm by bosso and I'm a bar.
And I am staying here with prayer.
Now, metna as I see we say so and by bosso.
And by the time I am checking off from life, I'm going in prayer. My time is up.
Na ebra me free as I see we say so me konsua me dem paibo and be free as I ako.
No life will take you for granted. Nothing. At all. Are you hearing me? He fasted and he prayed for 40 days.
Where you are conscious na obompaye for adebianai.
Before commencing his ministry. I'm talking to you about the most anointed man. The one who carried the presence of God. How many of you still want to carry the presence I'm talking about? Where God is with you, and things are happening for you. You have heard about a woman by name Catherine Coleman. A minister of the gospel by name Catherine Coleman. Where, you know, it was said in those days about Catherine Coleman that at a point she could not use the general space for people at the airport where people use. When maybe you are going or you are returning, where you have to walk into the place, she could no more walk where a crowd is. Why? Because when she steps at the airport, as she's walking, if she gets close to you, you fall down. This one falls. She's not praying, no. She's just carrying her bag. People were just falling. That the authorities of the airport were concerned. Ah, what's going on? They said there's a certain woman by name Catherine Coleman. When she passes, all security men fall to the ground. All the people who carry their luggage fall to the ground. Like, you can't get close to her. So then, they created a private passage for her. So now, only Catherine Coleman, when she's flying to go and preach or go anywhere, she uses a private tunnel they created so that she will not have, like, come into contact with the people. Say the presence. How can a woman, you are spending your womanhood in the kitchen.
And your wife will say, oh, your banty. Wabra bojina, oh, your bano. And
you
jarry now, baby, and Debbie.
You, your womanhood, you are only showing it at the labor ward.
And your wife will say, oh, your banty. Baby, I
bet you're only good for the labor ward.
Bra, oh, Debbie.
A woman is walking and people are falling under their nose.
Oh, baby, and then say, enipa to touche.
God was with her.
If it's a nyankopon, a canon, nyankopon, and in the nam.
Before Jesus started his work, he fasted and prayed 40 days.
I know
you've gotten a new job, but enter into that job with prayer. Don't go with your beautiful dress and that you are all excited. Enter also with prayer.
And your wife say, oh, shall I tell the
fair now with your question? Let the job accept me. Let me be established in it. Lord, I don't know what I'm going to meet. I don't know what I'm going to
meet.
You see, access new doors with prayer.
The person may catch you, no.
With prayer. Jesus fasted 40 days. Pray! Before he started the work that lasted for only 3 years. He fasted and he prayed. Also, every night, daily, Jesus had all night prayers alone.
Na dabia anadubia na Jesus Christ oye all night.
Luke 6:1. Bible says, now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray, and he continued all night in prayer to God. He prayed all night. Ask somebody by you, have you prayed all night before? Have you prayed all night before? Have you tried it?
Why you be praying? And I do the swim, so pump pious. Why you be there?
Some of it is only with church. Even that one, you came to those half. How many of you have done a personal all night before? Only you pray through the night. That you stayed and you prayed through the night alone. You are not in church, in your own house, in your shop. Let me see that. So you can see what I'm talking about. If you want to carry power, if you want things to happen for you that are not happening for others in your family, you must start night prayers. You must start prayers. It's a way to carry the presence. Luke 6:12. He said that he went to the mountain. He prayed all through the night. Bible says that, and when he came back, he selected his 12 disciples. So even Jesus used all night in selecting the disciples.
He
selected so well that he knew who to send to betray him.
Yes, Christ. Oh,
because the betrayal is part of God's plan. Without a Judas, you and I will not be here.
Accept it.
Like Jesus couldn't die. Jesus needed a tutor, so he had to pray all night before God showed him that select that guy. That guy, he likes money.
He likes money.
The devil can use it well, well. Don't choose this one. Choose that guy. So even Judas was a product of all night prayers. He did the work perfectly. Because Jesus had prayed for him. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Charlie, your husband is somewhere. Pray for him. Your wife is somewhere. Pray for him. That woman who will help you. That man who will help you.
He's somewhere.
Pray your scholarship. Pray it out. Pray your sponsorship. Pray it out.
Pray
your destiny helpers. Somebody who will hold your hand. Pray for your destiny helpers. They are around. But sometimes they are not seeing you. It's not occurring to them. But you must pray.
You must pray it.
Somebody has given you a promise. And you are only happy about the promise. You told your mother, your father, your nana Kanswa, your sister Kanswa. You told everybody. But you are not praying.
But unkanchi nyankopon, umosompaye, umompaye.
You are not praying.
Umohompaye.
Don't joke with life.
Emfabrabo niagro.
Am I speaking to someone?
Menu obi kasana.
Don't joke with life. Don't joke with life. Spend time in the night. I always tell people, if you want to see things in the supernatural, pray around 11 to 12 to 1. Intentionally, you ask a talking. Go and try. Try for 3 days and see. Some of you, the first night, you begin to see things. Some of you, by the second night. But at least by the third night, you begin to see some things. Just start and say, I'm praying from 11 to or 11:30 to 12:31. Do it consistently. The things you begin to see about life. The spiritual things that are happening to you, to your family,
you will be shocked.
And if you continue to see that, doors will start opening for you. Actually, you are sleeping too much. You are resting too much. You are sleeping too much. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
What's the American Anna?
Clap your two hands for the Lord.
Bon sem same ready.
Daily all night. Luke 9, verse 28. The Bible said, now it came to pass about 8 days after these things, he took Peter, James, and John and went to a high mountain to pray again. The Bible says in 29, as he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his garment became white and shining. Even the transfiguration was possible because of prayer. Listen, your life will change if you can bury yourself in prayer. The glory of God will start showing forth in your life if you can have a life of prayer. The power of God will start showing forth in your life if you have a life of prayer. Look at how nothing good shows forth in your life. Your life has always been full of issues upon issues. Oh, but I pray for you that as you start doing what you are hearing, glory will come over your life. I said, glory will come over your life. I said, glory will come over your life. And every shame will be taken away from your life. Every shame will be taken out of your life.
Amen.
And that destiny you carry will start shining. That star you carry will start shining. And every field that you are supposed to be, you will become a force to reckon with. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
He prayed again in the garden and was strengthened before going to the cross. Luke 22:41. Even for him to die, he had to pray for strength to die. Don't take life casual. Because he could have given up and said, hey, I'll not let you kill me again. And he would have changed the whole plan of God. But he needed
strength.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Everybody, listen to me. How many of you know painkiller? How many of you know painkiller? You've heard there's a medicine like painkiller. Do you know that painkiller doesn't heal? My wife is a pharmacist. You can correct me, maybe. But with what I know, when you go to the pharmacy, they give you painkiller. They give you something that should help you whilst another medicine is doing its work. Like you are having malaria, fever, or something. They add painkiller. Or like you're having a sore and it has pains accompanying it. Do you get it? When they are nursing the wound for it to die, they administer painkillers also. Not that the painkiller, the paracetamol is going to kill the wound, but the paracetamol is going to handle the pain you are going through, the difficulty you are going through, until the malaria medicine or the whatever medicine finishes its work. Am I right? Now listen to me. In life, sometimes the prayer you are praying will not bring an end to the situation you are going through. Hear me and hear me well. I'm speaking to one person here. Sometimes in life, the prayer you are praying will not stop the trouble you are in. Because certain trouble, God wants you to go through to learn something.
If you say, and you may be one year, come one, a rather than a person, a firm one year, come a year.
Because sometimes God has planned that the trouble will end in this way, and after it will bring you glory. If the prayer stops it, it will not be able to end in the way God wanted to end. So no matter how you pray, oh Joseph, ask for the prison, you must go. No matter how hard you pray, ask for the fire, you must enter.
Daniel,
no matter your daily prayer, ask for the lion, you must face them. But God wants Nebuchadnezzar to know and say that of a truth, there is no God than the God of Israel. Daniel, your God is the living God. God wants Joseph to meet the butler. So, here before Pharaoh, to ask for the prison, he must go. Sometimes, what you are going through is part of God's equation for your life. Sometimes you must drop out of school because God is planning something for you. Sometimes they must drop you out of the squad because God has a better plan for you. Sometimes you must go through that breakup because God has a better plan for you. Sometimes you must suffer something. You must lose a certain job because God has a better plan for you. But now listen, when you pray in that season, the prayer will not stop the problem.
But the prayer will give you strength. It will give you strength to go through the problem. It will give you strength to face the disappointment, to face the broken heart. So that you are crying, but you are still trusting God because you are praying. So that you are crying, but you are still believing God because you are praying. Prayer is the reason why you are hanging on the sick bed. Your one hand is being hung, and you are lying on the sick bed. Because of prayer, you believe you will not die. Because of prayer, you seem to have faith that I will not die here. That is why people who stop praying, they fail. They die early. People who stop praying, they lose hope. It's the first time of hopelessness.
When it's not prayed.
It's like you say, I won't take the pinky like it.
Oh yes, and if you say okay, say para me manuma me
you will not be able to go through the pain to the end so that you can get the glory.
That is why I want to say, oh yeah, unum person be from SC every year.
Come on, pray.
I was so bomb pie.
I won't stop you from crying, but that's why I'm crying, you are praying. I will not stop you for being sorrowful, but as you are sorrowful, be praying. Bible says that those who are merry, they throw party. But those who are in pain, they pray. So if you are in pain, Lord, I want to go to school, pray. Lord, I must not sit this remedial again. Pray. You may be going through the broken heart, but pray. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You may be sick. Keep going to the hospital. They keep telling you different story. And you feel like you are dying.
But
don't stop praying. If you stop praying, the enemy will get you. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Tell somebody, don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. You study, you forget. You study, you forget. But keep praying. Keep praying.
Amen.
Let me close you. You need strength. Tell somebody you need strength to go through to the end. Just put it down. You need strength to go through to the end, okay? You need strength. Jesus had to carry the cross.
Now, if you say Jesus Christ, now you said,
Father! I don't want to do this. When he saw the reality of what is going to happen to his father, let
us
carry. But his father still said, you must carry it. Tell somebody about you, sometimes you must carry it. I beg you, tell him for me. I beg you. Just sometimes. But if you must carry it, prayer is still important because it becomes your painkiller.
So that you don't give up
before your angel comes. So that you don't give up. And he was withdrawn from them. Jesus knew how to withdraw from them.
Do you know how to withdraw? You are
always in the midst of the argument. Learn how to withdraw sometimes. Jacob sent his family away and was left alone. That is how his name was changed from a trickster, Jacob, to Israel, the prince of God. That is how his destiny changed. My dear, you are too much in the crowd. You talk too much. Pray and stop talking. I'll travel. You talk too much. Everybody in your family knows you are coming to marry in the next.
Zip up.
Tell somebody, zip up.
Catcher will be said, Transfer.
You talk too much. Jesus withdrew. And then he kneeled down and he prayed. And look at what happened. Verse 22. Saying, Father, if it is your will, let this cup, I don't want to go through, it's too painful. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Then he went to the next. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. That means that the two things he asked God, God chose one.
If he said,
and gave him a thing. If it is your will, let it pass me. But if it is not your will, then Lord, let me die. Then God said, it is my will that you die. So, I'll give you a painkiller. Then an angel came to inject him with strength. Listen to me. For that 2 years, you must wait for a miracle. May an angel inject you with strength.
Amen.
For that 1 year, you must suffer a certain betrayal. May an angel inject you with strength.
Amen.
For that 5 years, you must go through some form of barrenness. Or may the angel of God inject you with strength.
Amen.
Say, I receive strength. Say, I receive strength. Say, I receive strength.
I receive strength
to get to the. That is why Jesus taught us to pray. Because prayer is a secret for the
presence.
Luke 18:1. Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not give up. We must always pray and not give up. Genesis 41 said, watch and pray. Otherwise, you fall into temptation. Otherwise, you fall. Otherwise, the business falls.
And that's what you must say.
Watch and pray. Otherwise, the business that is doing well starts going down. You are struggling. Nobody's coming. Money is not coming. Everybody's owing you. Watch and pray.
You
can't even pay your workers. The spirit indeed is willing, but sometimes the flesh is weak. Now, how do you pray to get the presence? As I've spoken to you about prayer, how many of you feel like praying? How many of you feel like praying?
And then you
just speak in tongues. Just speak in tongues 1 minute. Oh Jesus,
hear my prayer. When I leave this world, I'll go and pray.
Shada da 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 da
da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da Go and do it. Write them down. Write them down. How to pray in order to maintain your presence. How do you pray? Pray scheduled prayers.
But schedule
realistic prayer times. Realistic. The one you know you do. Don't write 4 o'clock when you know you wake up at 6. So plan correct prayer time for yourself. I'll pray at 12 o'clock. Me maniko school. 12 me bompaye. Decide. Obi anforce yourself bompaye umachin untimia. Have scheduled prayer. Plan it. Realistic ones. Mark 1:35. Jesus knew the time he prays. 2. Pray. Schedule less prayers. Prayer without timetable.
I was so bomb fire and also a bra, a brebiano, not just a brebiano, which me bomb is a empire.
Schedule less prayers.
The first one is the
prayer you have planned.
The second
one
is the prayer you have not planned.
That's the one you are ironing, and you are ironing plus prayer. As I'm preaching, I'm doing preach, pray. I'm preaching and praying. When you are battling, you are speaking in tongues. 1 Thessalonians 5. That's why he said, pray without ceasing. That one, we don't have timetable. I comfort my angels. Come now, bring my customers. Scheduleless prayer. If you don't do that, you cannot pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing means you don't have a timetable. The one with a season and the one without season, so that the two will help you. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Number 3, pray focused prayers. Withdraw from any form of distraction and concentrate.
Enter into the toilet where
there is no one
and face God
and pray. Go to the bathroom and face God. Don't be with them and then you can't even pray. You can't pray there. Oh, Hamadi, oh, Hamadi, I can't do too. Go. I admire this thing about a certain young boy here. This young boy, he didn't know. I really admire him for that. Where is Daniel?
Yes.
The northern guy. This guy, I carried him to men's room last year to go and work there. We were working for the church during the construction time. So he was among the workers. Some of them were church members and all that. But by 5 o'clock or 4 something, when I'll be looking for him, I will not find him. Then as I keep searching room to room, I'll chance on him in one of the toilets and he's praying. And this is a new guy. So I say, something about this boy. Another day, the whole week, at a certain time, he'll disappear. You won't see him. You go and meet him in another room. Learn to withdraw, okay? It's a prayer power. It's a prayer power. It will make you carry something. Learn to withdraw. Don't be praying that your mother is talking to you, your sisters, that one, it is the ceaseless one. That one is the pray, do something. Did you get it? That's not the main prayer. That's why I can do it for like 2 hours because I'm driving, I'm talking with Namichi, I'm still praying. That one is normal. Sweeping, praying, washing dishes, praying. It's normal. But have the one that you concentrate.
That is
Luke 22:41. Then pray word-based prayers. Number 4. Your prayer should be loaded with the word of God. It will be based on the word of God, not just tears. That's not prayer. Say it is written. I shall be the head and not the tail. Lord, I refuse to be a nobody in this class. I don't want to be the last. I'll be the first according to your word. Pray word-filled prayers.
There's
a scripture I love. Those days when I was a student, I usually used it to pray. It says that for there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. Job was the one who said that thing. There's a spirit in man, and the revelation of the Almighty, or the inspiration of the Almighty, gives him understanding. So when I pick my book, I say, Lord, there's a spirit in man. I carry that Holy Spirit. And the inspiration of that spirit, this understanding, I cannot be confused. That's how to learn. See, so when you are entering to prayer, quote the scripture. Psalm 138:2. It says, he has exalted his word above all his name. Matthew 4:4, it is written. Number 5 or 6.
Pray tongue-filled prayers. I said, write it down. Pray with the Holy Spirit. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14, I know how to pray with understanding, and I know how to pray with the Spirit. To pray with understanding is the one you are praying with your words. You are praying with understanding. Now, when you start praying, when you start that, you are praying with the Spirit. You are praying with the Holy Ghost. It's not to understand. I don't understand what I'm saying. And I don't need to understand it. And you also don't need to understand it. It's not for you. The one that I speak that you must understand, that one is a different type of tongues that came on the day of Pentecost. It is not the one we used to pray. It's the one we used to pass on a message. So somebody will interpret. So. It's a different, we call it a different type of tongue. You understand? Other tongues. But we have a devotional tongue. It's the one that the Holy Spirit, when it comes upon every believer, it gives him to communicate with God. Bible says that he doesn't understand, neither do anybody around understands. So pray in tongues. Tell somebody, pray in tongues. How many of you here don't pray in tongues? Let me see you. Think one of these days I have to administer the gifts of the Spirit so that you can receive it. Okay? Pray tongue-filled prayers. Romans 8:26. When you pray in tongues, he says he directs you. He shows you what to do. The Spirit helps you. So pray in tongues. Number 6. Pray consecrated prayers. Pray prayers like, let your will be done. Let your will be done. Lord, what do I do? They are called consecrated prayers. Jesus told us in Matthew 6:10. Says, when you pray, pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. It's called consecration prayer. It's not a prayer you are instructing God. It's a prayer you are telling God, do what you want with me. Your relationship has failed. Instead of saying that, God, why has my relationship failed? Oh God, is that what you do to me? But I pray consecration prayer that, Lord, let your will be done. If it's not good for me, let it go. Let your will be done. They fire you from the workplace. You pray, Lord, let your will be done. If it is your will. Consecration prayers. When you wake up in the morning, normally pray this type of prayer. Then pray kingdom advancement prayers. Matthew 6:10. Let thy kingdom come. So we call it kingdom advancement prayers. Pray for the church. Pray for your pastor. Pray for souls to be won. Pray that the kingdom of God will enter you. Pray for your mother, your father, that God will save them. God will bring them to his house. These are what we kingdom advancement prayers. Pray for the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:10. And the next one. Pray in worship filled atmosphere. Pray in worship filled atmosphere. Pray in worship filled atmosphere. I pray a lot when a song is going on. I pray a lot. I like praying in worship songs. Pray. Learn to pray in worship songs. When you are praying in a quiet place, it's the most difficult prayer. If this place become quiet, and only you. But when there is music at the background, you see that the Spirit of the Lord will be moved and stirred up. Within you will see that when you are praying, you don't get tired. How many of you have noticed what I'm saying? You can pray more with the background when you have a background. So don't be praying without any song. Try to be praying with a background. Then pray in worship filled atmospheres. Ephesians 5:18. And then pray in sermon filled atmosphere. Sometimes you are not praying with a song, but you are praying with a preaching message. So you can block your ears or play my message from the podcast. Click it and get my message. As I am preaching, you are praying. By the time you finish one message, you have prayed 1 hour. You don't even know you are praying.
It's not like I can pray 5 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours
when I have message. Oh, I'll pray, I'll get to a place to say something, then everybody's laughing, me too, I stop, I laugh more, then I continue the prayer. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Pray with atmosphere. And then last one, pray with fastings. Pray with atmosphere. Acts 10:44. When the preaching is going on, the spirit comes. And Ezekiel 2 verse 2. And then the final one, pray with fasting. Matthew 4:1. Rise up to your claim.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.